Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to begin, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
No, I did not approve.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving on the in the wrong direction?
Oh, boy. Moving in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Now, and if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Now, I did say I might vote for Kennedy, but I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Somewhat, because I ain't raised my student loans yet.
Okay, thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I approve.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland state tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No.
And do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Is it maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
The roads.
The roads. Thank you. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
A felony.
Mm-hmm. And do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes, I believe it should be a felony.
Okay, so do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Oh, I'm sorry. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you
support?
That's fine. Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes.
Do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much in taxes.
Thank you. Now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
You said they, what do they do again?
Yes, they do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. So we want to know, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
No, I don't oppose them.
Okay, so do you somewhat favor them or strongly favor them?
Somewhat favor them.
Thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I think they should be held accountable.
So do you somewhat favor it or strongly favor it?
Somewhat favor it.
Thank you very much. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Oof. Yeah, I have to say I strongly oppose.
Okay.
Because there's too many people here that can't get health care.
Thank you. And just to make a pause on the survey, just to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, how frequently do you play in the Maryland lottery? Do you play it regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
I don't play it.
So that will be never?
Never.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think a credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Thank you. Now, as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
Well, to be honest, they suppose these casinos are supposed to get money back to the schools, and they're not really doing it. So I'm going to say I oppose that.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank accounts access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
No, I don't oppose.
So do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
If they want to strike, I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult in an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months to live or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. If you had
a
an
paper on that.
Thank you. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still a sound mind, and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
To be legal in all cases.
In all cases. Thank you.
Yes, to be now, legal.
Thank you. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
They would still get their tips?
They would still get their tips. It says, with tips on top.
Oh, that's a tough one because I don't think people would tip as much. Oh, that's a hard one.
We do have the same scale. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat favor.
Someone's favor. Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, if the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsebrooks and David Trone?
David Trone.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the elections were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate B or candidate A?
A.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your race? White, African American, other?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant or Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish,
Baptist,
another faith?
Practice.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
thank
day,
you.
Ma'am.
You too. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.